Radio Gdańsk, English News.
Good afternoon. It's Tuesday, the 2nd of August, and this is the Radio Gdańsk News read by Elizabeth Peck. U.S. President Joe Biden approved a new military assistance package for Ukraine yesterday, valued at up to $550 million, and including additional ammunition for advanced rocket systems. The latest military aid package includes equipment the Ukrainians are using effectively to defend their country, such as 75,000 rounds of 155mm artillery ammunition and additional ammunition for the high-mobility artillery rocket systems, or HIMARS. Last Friday, Ukraine confirmed receipt of four more HIMARS, bringing the total number available to the Ukrainian military to 16. Since taking office, President Biden has authorized over $8 billion in military assistance for Ukraine over the course of 17 packages, according to White House National Security spokesman John Kirby. Today marks 160 days since Russia invaded Ukraine. Poland's two largest fuel firms, PKN Orlen and Lotos, have officially merged into one company, executives announced on Monday. Speaking at a news conference in Gdańsk, PKN Orlen CEO Daniel Obajtek hailed the deal, promising the merged company would strengthen the Polish economy and prove to be an ever bigger driving force for development. Obajtek also announced that the newly merged entity would soon expand further, taking over state gas company PKN EG in late October or early November. The new conglomerate will reportedly ensure the security of fuel and energy supplies in Poland, compete successfully in European markets, and develop renewable and alternative sources of energy and fuels, including onshore and offshore wind farms, photovoltaics, and small-scale nuclear energy. The Gdańsk Mint recently announced plans to produce a limited number of commemorative coins featuring Polish football star Robert Lewandowski. Lewandowski joins the ranks of Józef Piłsudski and Pope John Paul II as only the third Pole in history to have a collector coin minted during his lifetime. The silver commemorative talent collector coins will be made of silver and issued in denominations of $5 and $10. The $5 coin is 45 millimeters in diameter, weighs just over 60 grams, and is limited to only 3,000 copies. The $10 coin is a large 10-centimeter model, weighing 1 kilo, produced in a circulation of only 200 pieces. As Polish law does not allow for any entity other than the National Bank of Poland to issue currency, the coin's value is insured by the government of the island of Niue, whose head of state, like neighboring New Zealand, is the Queen of England. The Mint plans to issue an additional 6 coins in the series, with the first set, which is currently available for pre-order on the Mienica Gdańska website, reportedly nearly sold out. The annual Szlachetna Paczka project supporting families in need is looking for volunteers to help organize and lead their annual December Miracle Weekend event. According to regional coordinator Joanna Nasiedzińska, the project needs a large number of people to take on specialized roles, such as promoting the entire program or training volunteers. Most people associate Szlachetna Paczka mainly with the pre-Christmas period, when volunteers prepare gift packages for those in need, including families, children, seniors, and people with disabilities. The December action, however, is the culmination of many months of planning, training, and organization. For more information on the campaign or how to volunteer, visit us online at radiogdansk.pl.
The weather.
Today will be partly cloudy and warm with very little chance of rain and a gentle breeze coming in from the northwest. Temperatures will peak around a high of 22 degrees centigrade or 72 degrees Fahrenheit, dropping to an overnight low of 14 degrees Celsius or 57 degrees Fahrenheit. Much warmer weather is expected tomorrow, with temperatures reaching into the mid-30s Celsius on Thursday and Friday. This has been the Radio Gdańsk News and Weather. Take care of yourself and those around you.